It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Sohaila Smith. Good morning, Sohaila.
Good morning, Cal. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. I got a new tune out. Actually, a lot of new music we're going to talk about here, Sohaila. But why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us about yourself a bit.
I am from Shelburne, Ontario, originally from Toronto. And I've been a musician since I was a child, but professionally pursuing it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I play a wide variety of music, everything from country music, folk music, classical piano, Celtic fiddle, and lately even Spanish music. So that's
terrific. So really, what would be your favorite style then?
My favorite style, it's a toss-up between country music and Latin pop.
Great.
I love them equally. I love them equally.
I always say a good song is a good song is a good song, right? So
exactly.
That works. You've got some new releases here, Sohaila. We'll talk about that in just a second, but why don't you tell us about a song? Let's go back a little bit and tell us about a tune called Burn It to the Ground.
Burn It to the Ground is a song. It's a country song, and it was recorded in our home studio here. We released it on the 2020 album of I'll Be the Meteor. And it was kind of the biggest song that we had back then, and it covered a lot of ground. It got us into a few competitions, and I just really love it. It's like an anthem, an anthemic song.
Nice, nice. Now, you've got some new releases coming up, a couple of Latin songs, is that right?
Yep, there's, along with the Latin song, I'm just going to stick with Burn It to the Ground for one more second.
Yep.
Burn It to the Ground was actually recently released to radio across North America. So I don't know if it'll get a whole lot of play, but it has been released, and that was a big step for me personally because I've never done that
nice.
On that level.
Nice.
Yeah. And then lately, last year I also wrote two Spanish songs, and they were remixed by Northwood Records this year and released recently to DMDS as well. So they just got picked up by a few stations in the United States. Because Canada doesn't really have a big Latin market,
Right.
The U.S. is where I'm playing there.
right. So, are you of Latin heritage then?
I'm not Spanish. Uh-huh. I'm half Portuguese.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that constitutes being half Latin, but but I speak Spanish and I speak English, so.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it seems to be a busy time for you. We're halfway through the year here, Sohaila. How has the pandemic been for you?
The pandemic started off really hard. Mm-hmm. I think it was hard for a lot of musicians, a lot of people in general anyways, whether they're musician or not. It was a pretty hard hit to begin with because it meant no work, and I'm a workaholic, so that's like my whole life.
Yeah.
But I mean, I have to say, like, with some retrospect or some perspective, I appreciate the time that I had to think and reconsider things and learn new things and grow in different ways. There were a lot of struggles, but I think overall, as the pandemic is kind of wrapping up gradually, I'm still coming out ahead in different ways that I never would have expected. So I'm, I survived.
Yeah. I've talked to a lot of musicians, obviously, over the last couple of years during the pandemic, and it seems to be a very creative time for them. Would it be creative for you as well?
It was really creative, more out of necessity, because
right.
that's just how I cope with things. So in the beginning of the pandemic, I wrote like 10 songs on a harp, and then throughout the pandemic, I've produced a lot of music, actually, and had the time, thankfully, even though I didn't have work, I had the time to record them. And time to really focus on pushing my career forward. There's give and take, right? You lose some things and you gain other things.
Yeah. Do you like the production end of it? Do you like that?
I do. I learned how to mix and master my own music during the pandemic. And I liked having that, like, it sounds terrible, but I liked having that control for the first time in my life to actually do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I value the talents of other people who are much more skilled than me. So, hence the Latin remixes. I did them originally myself, and they went really far on the internet. I had like 12,000 people interested. But because I want them on the radio, I know that they need to be that little bit, little bit more polished, a little more refined, a little more produced. So, I sent them to be remixed or remastered, and they sound incredible now. So nice. I'm really happy.
Nice.
Yeah, terrific. I love the back end stuff.
Yeah. Terrific. Well, that's great, Sohaila. Thanks for the chat today. By the way, thanks for reaching out. I really appreciate that. That was really cool of you to do that. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
On social media, you can either, at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter is at Sohaila Smith, which is Sohaila Smith, or on my website. And there's a contact form on my website, which is Sohaila.com.
Awesome, Sohaila. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you, and I hope to talk to you again real soon.
Thank you very much, Cal.
Sohaila Smith on the Coast to Coast Close-Up. One, two. One, two.